Today's episode is part two of Inyo County Landmark, Charles Brown. After the collapse of the mining camp at Greenwater, Charles Brown helped start the town of Shoshone and, along with his wife Stella, soon became the patriarch family of this southeast Inyo County burg. Brown became keenly aware of the needs of the small community and quickly helped establish the first school in the area. Tired of seeing what he felt was a tendency for Inyo County government officials to ignore this far-off and remote area of the county, Brown decided to run for Inyo County Supervisor in 1924. There had never been a county supervisor from eastern Inyo County before, and with less than 40 voters in his home area, his friends told Charlie he had about as much chance as a wax mouse racing in an asbestos cat through hell. Brown replied, "Well, I'll let him know someone lives over here anyway." Brown knocked on the door of most every house in his district, including remote mining camps and the town of Lone Pine, 160 miles distance. When the votes were counted, Brown was the new county supervisor for the District 5 area of Inyo County. Charles Brown became an ardent advocate for all of rural Inyo County. The terrible condition of the area's roads forced Brown to often take a roundabout 3-day train trip through Los Angeles just to get to the monthly Board of Supervisors meetings in Independence. The trip from Shoshone to Independence today can be completed in just over 3 hours over great state highways. Brown served tirelessly as county supervisor for 14 years, where among his many accomplishments was the procuring of a paved road through his area to Death Valley. In 1938, Brown ran for state senator for all of Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties and won handily. He served his constituents in the Eastern Sierra faithfully for 25 years and became one of the most powerful and effective legislators in Sacramento. His influence became legendary as fellow legislators had to commonly first run things by Charlie before introducing their own legislation in the state legislature. Brown's major interests were rural roads, mining, and fishing game. His legacy lives on throughout Eastern California with a fine network of state and county roads that traverse the landscape here along El Camino Sierra.